podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
As we move into the 7 o'clock hour, we want to turn our attention to one of Jeremy's friends. Now, I've met this guy before. He's a how old is he? Your age?
He's a couple years younger, actually. He's about 31. So, but
let's
I've known him for a while.
Let's give him a false name for this
Mark.
Story.
Mark. Let's call him Mark. Call Mark him with a Mark. C. How about that? We're also well, let's do this. We're also going to include his brother in this conversation. Let's call him Eric. So Mark and Eric, right?
Eric with a C.
Eric with a C. With a K.
His brother too. Is this the crazy younger college
kind
of?
Yeah. So here's the thing. His brother's kind of wrapping up school, so he's kind of thinking, you know, well, maybe one last hurrah. We're going to go out next week's spring break. Let's head out, grab some buddies, and go have some fun for spring break. Woo! Party time! I'm finishing school. The thing is, Eric had four guys total going. One of his buddies bailed out, so there's three of them. So they're kind of like, well, we're down a wingman for this big fun event. So Eric went to my buddy Mark and said, Mark, come on, join us. We're going down. It's spring break. Get out of Colorado for a while. Come have some fun and join us. Have some beers and have a good time. Mm-hmm. Mark said, yeah, I'm going to go down to spring break. Why not? Have some fun.
Bond with his little brother.
Kind of like one last, you know, hurrah again before his brother hits the working world and gets out there and is, you know, responsible.
Yeah.
Problem is, my buddy Mark has a super duper serious girlfriend. Uh-huh. Wah, wah, wah.
Well.
Yeah.
Let me guess. She's not on board with us.
She is so not on board, man. She's
partying with 8,000 drunk 21-year-olds.
Right. It's bikini time and there's beer flowing. And she pulled the old, you know, it's not that I don't trust you. It's the other women that I don't trust, you know, and you'll be tempted and all that. So, but he's like, you know, come on, I'm responsible. I'm 31. You are my serious girlfriend, but this is my little brother.
I guess some people would make the argument that 31 is pathetic if you're going off with college students for spring break.
That's kind of what I said. It's kind of borderline.
One of these things is not like the other.
Yeah, I think borderline. If you were 41, we would say, no, you can't do that. But 31,
But the thing is, too, is, I mean, he's not married. He doesn't have kids. He is pretty responsible. So I'm like, just go and have fun. It could be your one last
hurrah. So you told him to go.
I told him to go. Uh-huh. I was like, dude, I'm married with a kid and another one on the way. Please go for me.
Right.
And send pictures.
Tip one to your homeboy, Jeremy, back in Littleton.
Yeah, have a Corona for me,
I don't
man.
Know. You know, I don't know that it's worth those 5 magical days of fun.
They are magical from what I've seen on TV.
I don't know that it's worth damaging a relationship. But on the other hand, he could go and then come back and
be just fine.
Everything's fine. And
I told him, it's like, it's one of those things with technology now, too. It's like, you can check in with FaceTime every single day. You can
not
check
every single minute,
wait,
though.
Hold on.
By the end of the night, check in.
All it takes is a couple of hours.
Have a nice staged background.
Check in, blackout.
Cover for each other.
Right.
Am I right in assuming that this is going to be eating up your buddy's vacation time? So what happens over the summer when he needs to go out with his girlfriend and spend some QT? I was doing body shots off
weeks.
Of a teenager in Tampa
weeks.
Bay.
Yeah, he's got 2 weeks, Emily. He's good. He's got a week to burn.
I don't know.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like, what's the dilemma? I mean, should he go or should he honor his longtime girlfriend or should he just go hang out with his little brother for fun?
To me, this is kind of a funny story. Yeah. And to know that this goes on a lot, that the same argument is going on in relationships all over. I just don't know if it's going on with a lot of 30-somethings. Mm-hmm. That's what
no
makes
kidding.
This. But 31, he's barely a 30-something.
Right. Like I said, he's on the border.
Is he just kind of holding on to a life that doesn't want him anymore?
Glory
could
days.
Be that.
Like, dude, it's right, take exactly, a, Bruce take, Springsteen.
It's going to take a lot longer to recover, man. Just remember that.
<I know. laughs> He's going to have to use up the second week of his vacation for
just
his hangover.
To recover.
Paul, is he going on the trip or not?
Absolutely.
Why?
Well, you know, you only live once, so family. Go have fun.
That's what I'm saying.
I think the girlfriend doesn't want him to go. It stems from jealousy. And
you think?
Really?
Absolute jealousy and trust. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if
do you know what goes on spring break, though?
If she was a real girlfriend, she would she would want him to go have fun and enjoy himself.
So, like, if your very serious girlfriend was ditching you to go to spring break for 5 days, you'd be like, yeah, honey, go crazy.
I would. I would encourage her to go have fun.
Uh-huh. Everybody believes you. Listen, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for calling, man.
No, really, we appreciate your vote. All right, that's one vote for go.
We need to talk one of these days
about the whole you only live once thing. Because couldn't you apply that to anything?
Stabbing somebody?
Yeah. I know. Robbing a bank?
Right.
YOLO.
Look, if this caller's real name is Maverick, then I have a feeling which way he's going to vote. Hi, Maverick.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm well, thanks. Let me guess. You're going to vote for go.
How'd you know?
Yeah.
Because you're a Maverick.
You got a party name, man.
Yeah.
Why is he going?
I don't know. Like you say, everyone lives once. My brother died last year, so if he would want me to go, I would just be down to go.
All right.
Carpe diem.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. All right.
Pretty sure that the.
I'm sorry to hear about your brother. Hello.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, I think we lost our connection. I'm sorry to hear about that. All right.
Next call.
Let's move it back up. Here's Doug. Doug, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. Welcome.
Okay. So, are we going or not going?
No, I say no, and here's my reasoning behind that. First of all, it sounds like his relationship is a little sketchy in the fact that they're not strong enough to just have that conversation. Hey, look, it's my brother. I'm going down. That's kind of the way it is. So there's a couple factors. I don't know the length of that relationship, so it could be real tentative based on has he cheated before. I mean, there's so many factors we don't know. But I think overall, if he's not strong enough his own conviction to say, look, I'm going, he shouldn't go.
Yeah, well, I know those factors, though, and it's a strong relationship, and he hasn't cheated.
Yeah. All right, then he should just kind of say, look, hon, I'm going. It's my brother. Here it is.
Wait a minute. Are you changing your vote from don't go to go?
No. I'm sorry. That was a misspoke on my part. I say he should absolutely not go because he should have made that decision. They should have talked.
Yeah, but why do you have to say that it's a tenuous, shaky relationship? Can't you just respect the person you're in a relationship with and not go do that kind of stuff?
Yeah, for sure. And that's kind of what my whole basis is about.
For sure.
It's like you should have been able to just say,
well, no, you said he's on some sort of, you know, the tenuous relationship, and don't they trust each other and everything?
His goal is not to go out and get freaky deaky with anybody. He's just going to hang out with his brother and have some beers. The problem is like when you have a lot of beers, then you kind of slip up.
Why put yourself in a position?
I don't think this is going to be quality time with the brother, so I think that excuse is kind of flimsy.
Oh, sure it will.
Why can't you and your brother go up and get a cabin for the weekend and, you know, play some cards
and
do stories? Right, because it's not
cards,
you know,
versus
daiquiris
beach
and
limbo? Come on.
But Emily makes a good point. If you just want to bond with your brother, why do you have to go to the
beach limbo?
Woo-hoo!
Beach limbo.
You know?
It's people watching, Dom.
Sitting
in a cabin playing cards?
Oh,
that's not as fun.
Well, the vote is 2-1. Let's see what Gina says. Hello, Gina.
Hi.
What do you have to say about this?
I say he should go.
Mm-hmm. Don't you dare say you only live once. Don't you dare say it, Gina.
I won't, okay. But I have. I have one life to live. But no, being older, I think that he shouldn't have any regrets going into the relationship with his girlfriend. I think if they truly trust each other and they're meant to be together forever, then he should go.
What do you mean? He shouldn't have any regrets?
Yeah, later in life that, I should have went with my brother to the one trip and we should have had a good time. It was no big deal.
I mean, what's next? Is she not going to let him have a bachelor party if they get married? She sounds kind of controlling.
Oh, my God.
I think she needs to trust
him.
She's
mad at me right now.
If their relationship is that strong, then this will be nothing.
All right. Well, I'm glad you called. Thank you for being on our show.
Sure.
All right.
There's
a lot of very serious calls.
I know. I trust Gentleman Caller completely, and he trusts me. But I know if he were going down to some spring break, he would do something naughty. Maybe not.
Right. Do you trust him 5 shots later?
Well, I trust him to
bikinis.
Do something naughty. Sure. I trust any human to do something naughty when you're in the middle
steal
of that
a car.
Atmosphere. What's he going to do? He's not going to be sitting there, you know, with his Diet Coke chaperoning. He's going to be in the thick of it. Yeah, naughty.
Here's Dave. Hello, Dave.
Good morning, guys.
Is he going?
He is absolutely going. And here's my case on that. Yeah. You know, he's 10 years older than his younger brother. His brother's always looked up to him his whole life, and this may be very important to him. Maybe show up in front of his friends. He wants to hang out and have a beer. Finally, he's 21 years old. His brother owes this one. His relationship's been very, you know, it's been long-lasting. There should be a matter of trust there. And if he was going to cheat on her, he would have already done it. Enjoy yourself with your brother. It's only 5 days.
I don't know about the cheating. He would have already done it because, I mean, this situation is prime cheating time. I mean, they've just been living it in Denver.
People don't wear clothes. It's like string the keys.
And the whole, it's only 5 days. It only takes 5 minutes.
that's absolutely true. But, you know, I think that it builds a little bit of trust. You know, he's going to look at his future wife, and he's going to have to go out there and trust. You know, things can happen outside of that situation.
Just FaceTime her. FaceTime.
I kind of don't get me wrong. I may trust someone, but at the same time, am I the only person who thinks there's one reason to go to the beach spring break party with a bunch of college kids? There's only one reason people go. So why do people keep throwing around this trust word as if you don't want your loved one going into that kind of situation that you suddenly have a trust problem? I think it's a lack of respect on his part.
Oh. I could kiss you.
That's the way I feel about it, Dave, is that it's not a trust issue, it's a respect issue, and you just don't do that
but
with
somebody
that you
love. But he's not going down there for that.
Well, you know what? If his ulterior motive is to go there for that, for the eye candy and to get back into the college life, then shame on him. But if it's truly his brother's wish...
That's what it is.
Okay, with that.
He's with a pig. He just wants to go smell the bacon.
I hate you, but I'm still going to give you a J for that. Dave, have a great day, buddy.
You too.
Thanks for being on the show.
Dave liked it.
Yeah.
Well, look, according to our listeners, it was 4-1 in favor of go, and even the one who said don't go was kind of backpedaling.
Yeah.
So it's almost like 4.5 to 1/2. Well, I know, Jeremy, you're saying
I love
go.
That also all of the world guys saying go.
They're all living vicariously through my buddy Mark.
Thumbs down. It's a slippery slope.
Yeah, and I'm saying don't go too. What about you, Chris?
Yeah, I say don't go.
Mm-hmm. Well, we rallied there at the end. The don't go's rallied, but we still lost 5-4. So I guess Mark with a C is going down to the beach.
The road.
Be good.
Have fun.
You should do some apartment hunting on the airplane down there, buddy. Just a thought.
You'll be fine.
You know,
fine.
Why don't we find some company for his girlfriend while he's gone?
Oh.
He's going to be gone for 5 days. Why don't we find, you know, some people to keep her company? You know, he should trust her.
See what he thinks.
Right?
Yeah.
She can trust her, Emily. So why can we find maybe some firefighters or something that would kind of come over and make sure that she's doing all right?
I'm sensing some sarcasm here.
You know, personal trainers.
Because, you know, he trusts her. So let's let her go out with some friends. Yeah. Friends while he's gone for 5 days.
Jello shots.
And if she's not home when he calls, you know, that night, then that's fine.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, FaceTime.
He trusts her.
I was face down with a firefighter.
I know some people, and I think I know Mark's girlfriend. I think I've met her before.
Have I?
Yeah. Okay, she will have no trouble finding friends.
She's hot.
Yeah, she'll find some friends while he's gone. There, are we all taken care of now?
They're just going to, they're
changing
breaking
the world.
Up. They're so breaking up after next week. I'll give you an update.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.